Into the annals of boxing enter Andrew Golota, the Polish heavyweight who could beat two fighters at once, his opponent and himself. Last July, Golota fought former champion Riddick Bowe in Madison Square Garden and lost a bout that he was winning on points because of low blows. Riddick Bowe was declared the winner even as he lay crumpled on the canvas clutching his groin. Then, Saturday night in Atlantic City, the two fighters met again, and the same result. Andrew Golota knocked Bowe down twice, led Bowe on every judge's scorecard, and yet in the ninth round, he gave away the fight by hitting Bowe below the belt. Again, he was disqualified. Sportswriter Larry Merchant of HBO saw both fights, but can only hazard a guess as to what makes Andrew Golota tick.
Somehow, there's a button in him that gets easily pushed, in the sense that he experiences either momentary frustrations in a fight in which he just lets himself go in a street fighting way, whether it's deliberately butting an opponent, in another instance in which he bit an opponent's ear, or throwing low blows. It's complicated a little bit by the fact that he doesn't have the proper technique in throwing low blows. Traditionally, body punchers are supposed to dip down and throw their punches in an upward path. And he has a tendency on occasion to just stand there and sort of loop the punches. And when he is frustrated, and sometimes when he is tired and not thinking, he catches his opponent below the belt. Mm.
His trainer, Lou Duva, quotes him simply as saying of himself, "I stupid, I stupid, I stupid." That evidently is Andrew Golota's judgment of himself as a fighter and what's happened.
It's a hard one to dispute.
Yeah. Now that he has actually lost two bouts to Riddick Bowe in the same fashion, I gather in each case, with Bowe on the canvas as his arm is being raised in triumph. What does he do now? Will other fighters fight him? Is there some novelty value in matching up with Andrew Golota? Do they shun him? Is he penalized? What goes on?
Well, he's become a fighter who is as much a danger to his opponent as he is to himself. I believe there will be a great curiosity about his next fight. For both reasons, that one, that he was able to disable Riddick Bowe so convincingly again, and two, that he has this impulse to forget the rules of the game, a game without an awful lot of rules, by the way. And yes, there will be opponents out there for him, because you can make money for fighting him, and because other fighters, good fighters, don't fear getting fouled as much, and because I suppose the feeling will be out there that if you can just survive long enough, he'll foul himself out of the fight.
Mm-hmm. Well, has he now earned a place in boxing lore? You know, Andrew Low Blow Golota? I mean, is he something more than just a footnote to the career of Riddick Bowe because of this?
Possibly. Boxing has always been replete with these kinds of stories of personalities and characters and in odd situations. And anybody who saw that fight on Saturday night will never forget it. He's big, he's strong, he's very tough, and he has that mean streak that sometimes goes out of control. And how big a footnote he will be in boxing history is something I can't really foresee now.
Well, Larry Merchant, thank you very much for talking with us about Andrew Golota.
Thank you.
Larry Merchant is a boxing commentator for HBO Sports. He spoke to us from Santa Monica, California.